Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
What's up? Welcome to Mix 106.5. It's Kramer and Jess. This game is called Friday Cryday.
It's time for Friday Cryday. Feels good to let it out.
The good news is it's Friday. The bad news is it feels like it's January 74th. You've been doing January for a long time now, man. If you don't know Jess, you should at least know one thing about her, which is she's a very sensitive person. And we came up with this game to play at the end of the week called Friday Cryday, where Jess is going to present to you three reasons of why she may have potentially cried throughout this week as a sensitive person. Now, out of those three stories, only one of them is the real reason of why she cried.
So yes.
Think of it as like two lies and a truth, the crying edition, I guess. We'll get into these stories and see if you can figure out which one's the real cry. Story number one.
I had to go to the bathroom, but I didn't have any pockets and anywhere to put my phone. So I put it on the covering of like a toilet paper thingy. And I was like, as I'm like about to leave, someone was calling me. So my phone is like vibrating. So I think it kind of was coming to the end of this like little covering. And then I accidentally knocked it over and my phone literally fell into the toilet.
The pee toilet?
No, it was flushed.
Oh, okay.
But it was still the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like, I swear to you, this is happening in slow motion. And it was one of the most traumatic things that I have ever experienced in my entire life.
Like, it fell so slow too in your mind. It was like,
and it was in there for like a millisecond, but that's all it took.
Doesn't matter.
And I was sobbing. You like could, I don't wish that upon anyone.
You could never use that phone ever again now. It's
no.
Disgusting. Story number two.
Story number two. I watched the last episode of Hard Knocks. If you don't know what that is, it's basically like reality TV for football. The show typically follows one team, right? But this year they documented the entire AFC division, which means they filmed the Ravens Bills game on Sunday. And I don't know why I did this to myself, but I watched it. And when I tell you, not only watching the loss, but like seeing the players' reactions and they're mic'd up, and then seeing them having to go back to the facility in Owings Mills after the game was one of the most devastating things I've ever witnessed. And I was literally crying.
Wait, they show it in real time like that? Like
that's what Hard Knocks is.
I didn't realize
when
it was
they follow
like,
a season.
I thought it was like a previous season, but it's literally right now happening. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
All right. Story number three.
Story number three. I finally took my Christmas tree down. It's the second last week to January, so I thought myself, you know, why not? I guess I'll put it away. But every morning, my husband would turn on all of our Christmas tree lights before I left to work, so they would be like twinkling when I woke up. And this morning was the first morning I woke up with no Christmas tree, and it was terrible that I literally was crying because I was like, this is depressing. Why don't I just have a Christmas tree up all year round?
This is massive news. Wait, why did you decide now? We talked about this a lot, by the way, on the show and like on the podcast and everything. Why Thursday night was...
Well, this week. I did earlier this week.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I just like we had the space. We were waiting to get like a storage unit next door to our apartment. So I just started moving stuff in there.
Like, I'm hurting for you right now because I know how much those Christmas decorations mean to you. I was making fun of you for having them up and now they're gone. I'm like, oh, my God, this must be devastating.
They're sad.
OK, so which one was the real cry? Let's go to Nazarene from Baltimore. Hi, Nazarene.
Hi, guys.
All right,
hi.
Three potential crying stories. Only one can be the real one. Which one is it?
So my guess is going to be option two, the Hard Knocks rewatching. That's my choice.
Now, why?
Because I am not as much of a crier as Jess, and I can't even watch the preview for this episode yet.
Girl.
I can't even watch the Instagram reels where they have clips for this episode yet.
Yeah, because they've been, every NFL, ESPN, everyone has been posting everything. Yes, yes,
I can't do it. I have to scroll away. I have to say it's not time
not
yet.
Time.
It's not. Soon. It's, yeah, yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah. Yeah.
So if I feel that way, I can't imagine how Jeff feels. So that's my guess.
Nazarene, when I tell you, I was sobbing my flipping eyes out.
Girl, I know.
I was sobbing. And I'm like, and I don't know why I did it. I was just like, I need to see it. Like, I need to see it. Yes. I want to hear what they have to say. Like, I want to know what's going to... I could cry about it right now. Like,
babe, it's too soon. I feel you. I
don't
understand.
I know why I did that to myself. I don't know why I did it. Because I was like, I've been watching all season. So obviously I need to watch it. But I don't. But don't watch it. Don't watch it.
Torturous.
You know, mine's sitting there waiting for me, taunting me on my Amazon Prime video. And I'm like, not yet, honey.
No,
not
girl,
yet. I can't do it.
I was so
pissed. We got to just get through the next couple weeks. And then maybe I'll be able to watch it. But I can't watch the heart. Break all over again. It's too soon.
I think it's okay.
Protect your peace in these kind of situations, right? We gotta protect
100%.
Your peace.
I feel so seen, and thank God that you watch it, because I just feel like if no one knew what I was talking about, then I also would feel alone again, and that would piss me off even more.
No,
so I
it was a no-brainer. I didn't even need to hear option three, and I know how much you love Christmas.
I know.
Christmas, I mean, Christmas seemed like it could have easily been
the
right
5%.
One.
5%. Yeah, there was 5%. It might be, but I was like, no.
I'll always remember, only one story is true. Y'all know I didn't take down my damn Christmas tree. My Christmas tree is still up.
I was going to say, this would be way bigger news.
That was a lie.
Way more depressed, Jess.
Congratulations. You just won some lottery instant scratch-offs. I hope you win some money, girl.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
That's Friday Cry-Day for the week, y'all. Thanks for playing.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.